You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. A Spanish energy company is out with details of a large wind development it wants to build in southern Vermont. Iberdrola Renewables has offered two towns about $1 million a year to host the project. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Iberdrola wants to build Vermont's largest wind project on a high plateau that straddles the towns of Windham and Grafton. If the company moves forward and receives positive votes in both towns, the project would include 28 turbines producing a little more than 96 megawatts. The turbines would be erected in the 5,000-acre Stiles Brook Forest owned by Meadows End Timberlands. Managing forester Jeremy Turner told a crowd of more than 100 people at a meeting in Grafton that after studying the site, developers were moving into the next phase of the project.
MTL is excited for tonight's update as it brings us to a point in the process where we as landowners and you as a community can begin to learn the real potential details for Stiles Brook Forest. In other words, we are now at a point where we can all learn, evaluate, and discuss something real.
Iberdrola officials say they are still studying the area, but a preliminary plan calls for 20 turbines in Windham and 8 in Grafton. Project manager Jenny Brio says the company is offering $715,000 in annual payments to Windham and $285,000 each year to Grafton. Brio says the preliminary offers are based on what other developers are paying out to communities where wind projects are now online.
We took a look at the operating projects in Vermont and what they are paying in municipal taxes, and we arrived at a number that we thought was consistent with that. So in the case of Grafton, with the 8 turbines at 27.6 megawatts, that wouldn't change based on production. We'd be paying based on 27.6 megawatts.
The state would receive $700,000 annually into the education fund based on the energy produced, and both towns could also receive supplemental annual payments in addition to the proposed taxes. Developers answered questions for about an hour on issues including lighting, pending lawsuits against Iberdrola, environmental and visual impacts, and the effects on human health. Iberdrola spokesman Paul Kopelman says the company hopes to convince both towns that the project is needed.
It's important for us to win a successful vote here in Grafton and Windham for us to be able to move forward. That's been the precedent here in Vermont, and that's what we will do here, is honor the vote.
Iberdrola is continuing its environmental and wind studies, and Brio says the company will have a detailed proposal for both towns in time for a vote in November 2016. If the project receives positive votes and all of the necessary permits, construction could start in 2019. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Grafton.